Welcome back. Getting ready to finish up hour number three here on the Steve Gruber Show. I am Jeff Wiggins, filling in for Steve on this Thursday. And, of course, you can always find all your Steve Gruber needs at stevegruber.com. They got stories, clips of the show, anything you need. If you don't get your fill of Steve, if you miss Steve, you can go there, check him out. You can also bug him on social media. You know he checks it when he's not here. He's always on it. He's on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at Steve Gruber Show. Let him know how you think I did today. Be honest. Not too honest, but still be honest. As we finish up the show today, I mean, a lot of things we talked about are things that we see wrong going on in our culture today. Things that usually are based on somebody getting offended, somebody not liking what the facts are, what the truth is. And we all know what we tend to hear from smart people like us. Ben Shapiro, I believe, has coined the term, facts don't care about your feelings. We also talked before about cancel culture and how essentially people are so sensitive, people are so committed to essentially destroying people based on something they said decades ago in the heat of the moment, making a joke, what have you. We can't even talk to each other anymore without being worried about offending somebody or somebody taking it the wrong way. Or it's completely eliminated the ability to have a discussion. You have to word things precisely so as not to, quote unquote, trigger the wrong person. Let me get in my soapbox here for a second, as if I already wasn't. But these are things that I think are kind of dumb that I saw in the news over the past couple of days. And the first one, Senator James Lankford, Republican from Oklahoma, is calling on his state to block the sale of Ben & Jerry's ice cream in the state of Oklahoma. Correct me if I'm wrong. I didn't think conservatives were for banning perfectly legal products, engaging in free market activity. He's doing this because Ben & Jerry's is changing its distribution in Israel because of Israel's certain actions when it comes to Palestine. And Ben & Jerry's, while I am not a fan of their politics, I don't buy their product because of it, even though it's delicious. It's a sacrifice that I make for my principles. But Ben and Jerry have the freedom to choose where they sell their product. If they want to boycott Israel, they are more than willing or more than welcome to boycott Israel. If Senator Lankford wants to boycott Ben and Jerry's, if he wants to have state of Oklahoma boycott them by not having the state engage in contracts with them, that's perfectly reasonable. The government can do that, as the governor is a market participant, but he can't block it from selling it to private citizens in your state simply because you don't like their politics. I mean, this is something I'm supposed to see come from the other side, not from a conservative like Lankford. And I think we got to call more of this out. We can't sit idly by while we point at the other side and say, look at this ridiculousness. Well, how about the ridiculousness going on our side of the spectrum, too? Call that crap out. Doesn't make any sense to me. Send a message. You're a senator. Use your soapbox. Use the bully pulpit, if you will. But asking to ban the sale of a legal product in your state? Come on. That's not what we do. Another thing I came across was the director of the opening ceremony of the Olympics in Tokyo has been fired because of a joke he made in a comedy show in 1998. I mean, 23 years ago, this man probably made a joke in poor taste. I believe it was about the Holocaust. But I mean, Pete Davidson makes jokes about 9/11. Comedians make jokes about things that make us feel squeamish, whether it's race, religion. How many times have I had to sit through an act about making fun of Christian religion or jokes about Jesus Christ? I don't get offended. I just turn it off. But this guy made a joke, poor taste, likely. I haven't even heard the joke. 23 years ago, skilled at his profession, putting on the opening ceremony for the Olympics, and he gets canned. I'm sorry. That's ridiculous, too. We have to be better, folks. This can't continue to be our way of life. People make mistakes. People say things that are stupid. But that's the freedom we enjoy. We don't ban products because we don't agree with somebody's politics, a company's politics. We boycott them. Don't buy their product. You don't like somebody's jokes they're telling? Don't listen to them. Speak out on them. Make a joke about them. That's the freedom we have. Engage in that discussion. But we can't just keep banning things and firing people. Jeff Wiggins, filling in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be back.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money, too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
Do something today to be a good sport. If you're a fan, shout encouragement to your team. Poke your neighbors sitting next to you when they try to harangue the opponents and tell them to behave. If you simply do the right thing and do it the entire game, you'll be respecting the game and yourself. Sportsmanship. Do something about it. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.